how would you feel if I like got like a cheetah print Rolls Royce or whatever hell he was riding in?
That wouldn't happen.
How you know that?
That wouldn't happen. You, I wouldn't allow you to do no mess like that.
What you mean?
That's something I wouldn't allow you to do. I'd be like, Terrell, now you know.
Jay did it.
That's different.
Oh, shit. Niggas be hating, bro. Yeah, we here today.
Yes.
We are here.
Just waiting for your boy to play his song.
Why you just be hating? Why can't I build up to my song?
Because, I mean, if the cheetah thing was you building up to your song.
That was it.
Okay.
Yeah. We're going to do some good
records. They just want the song, babe.
Hating, bro. I swear she just be hating, bro. Don't worry about it. That's why you get a couple clips tonight. Don't worry about it yet. I swear. Gotta get away. Shout out to that boy Ross.
Oh, my God.
Shout out to that boy Chains. The song ain't even started yet. I could talk my shit while it's coming on. It could just be hating. You know what? All right, I got something for you tonight.
Maybach shit. Bright lights and dark corners, it's night and bark on us. Refugees running wild, white cleft for the sick Sawyer. Nothing to lose, I was starving from the start. Not the same cat driving Jaguars. Open fire when you see me, yeah, a lot of men can whisper. The club that I'm a member, they'll be gone by November. Keys to the city, got killers who slither with me. Lamborghini middle of the ghetto, smoke a fat 50. Billionaire beard, wrists on chill, standing in the field of dreams, trying to see $100 mil. These boys going blind, they just happy being free. In the world of so many, I just wanted me a key. Sheesh, I just wanted me a piece. Slice of cheesecake before my niggas all deceased. These boys snorting lines, I'm fine, just sipping wine. Amsterdam in the air, tomorrow on my mind. I'm Barry Gordy to the streets. With a kilo, so that boy that been a beast. I wanna be there when each one of my kids born. Royal blood, 100 acres each to live on. Real nigga to the day that I'm deceased. Even then I pray I'm living through these beats. Dope boy, you can tell by my sneaks. Burning Instagram green where it falls like a leaf. Born in the bricks with the short end of the stick. Always running late, quick to show up with your bitch. The hue blows cool, but my Terminator.
I'm so hyped for Thursday, it's unreal.
Yeah, it's gonna be a really good versus. I'm telling you, 2 Chainz gotta make sure he hit us with the True Religion.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, we going to
religion.
It.
True Religion.
We going to it.
Hey, that's my ish.
Who got the harder verse? Chainz or Big Sean?
Big Sean has the hardest verse he's ever spit ever on this song.
When I woke up this morning, all I could think about was you,
Big
babe.
Sean.
When I
woke up this morning, all I could think about was you. Cause when I went to sleep last night, all I could think about was you.
I told you that. Don't do that. I told you this week. I told you it was coming.
He let it get them 2 songs off of me.
Around, it might be 4.
About you, chunk the deuce while I'm riding through. Teddy boy, I might sign a boo. Your nigga hating, tell your nigga that's hating that if he getting some paper, I might sign him too. Best believe I'm just sliding through. Put your panties to the side, let me slide through. I can see you niggas from the side view. I'm in and out the pussy, drive through. White coupe with the white rims. I like to crack the top and let the light in. You know she dark skin, her friend light skin. Put us together and it's ice cream. Sandwiches, she can't manage it. I know her man is sick, she can't handle it. She needs some time alone. I told her call my phone, and when she called my phone, I didn't answer it.
Feelings in the world, we don't answer y'all calls sometimes because we know y'all get pissed off. I know I get pissed off when you don't answer my phone call.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Nigga, I'm out. Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey. Fast forward and put the little 30-second thing if you ain't with it, but
yeah.
This is the hardest Big Sean verse ever for me.
That's one of them.
I was in Detroit, Michigan, not too long ago. Visiting with some friends of mine.
B.I.G. Okay, I'm in motion. motion. I'm rolling and smoking and smoking and rolling like I'm locomotion. I'm walking outside and I'm causing commotions. Got purple and champagne, that's a real nigga potion. I'm burning bread, toasting and joking, cause I went from views from my mom's house to views of the ocean. Niggas talk shit, but that's free promotion. I'm living my life like the end is approaching. Man, fuck these niggas with a passion. I'm getting paid from the cradle to the casket. My grandma said, boy, you need to read a Bible chapter. Till I bought her ass a house bigger than a pastor's. Hallelujah. You're now fucking with a bad bitch, kind of sewer. My ex-girl said, man, the fame caught up to you. Baby, you don't still think about me. Wet dream about me. I swear you used to couldn't wait to came.
B.I.G.
B.I.G. Yes. We are here, and this is another episode of Battle of the Barns. You are now tuned into round 125.
Yeah, that's a fact.
That's my favorite part of the show.
Okay.
When I can go ahead and bring it on in. You know what I'm saying? Y'all feel the energy? Y'all feel the energy change up when I hit the, you know, with the round 125?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It is another episode of Battle of the Barns.
Yeah. You know what? You really did just come alive real quick, because you wasn't giving me no energy.
I knew,
10 minutes
ago. And you know, and I felt a little, you know, it's what happens when Terrell feels like I ain't into, he gonna pause it and basically try to get me together. Like, you need to get your shit together.
Yeah.
He hits me with that all the time.
Y'all had a powwow.
I do want to say this. So, I had a rough little night last night. So, y'all got the show a little late, but it's okay whenever you listen. Listen to it, you're listening. I got drunk.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Last night, and I got sick.
Yeah,
and it was terrible, and I'm still going through it. And I don't know why I drank like that. And it was on a random Monday. This is what got me. So, you know, I had my homegirls on FaceTime. Two of my homegirls on FaceTime. I'm feeling froggy. I'm into the conversation. I'm like, well, turn up then. You know, I'm the only person drinking. Them niggas is just talking.
Yeah.
I'm turned up then. So, I love when I have my homegirls on FaceTime and they go back and forth with Terrell. So, shout out to London and shout out to Jilly.
First off, they lost.
They did not.
If we gonna be honest about it.
I mean, if we want to be honest about it, KO. KO.
Yeah.
K-O.
Yeah.
KO.
If we gonna be honest about it,
period.
Niggas came into the Lions Den, and all of a sudden they whole little perspective changed.
That's what they was hitting Terrell with last night.
Period.
Nah, they was over there. It was a whole bunch of "I see where you coming from." That's what they were saying.
No, it was not Terrell. Well, this, and that, and then it was
period.
Period.
Oh,
but
man.
Yes. So thank you guys for tuning in with us another show. So yes, we're gonna go ahead and get started with our show today. So yes, we do have Rick Ross and 2 Chainz coming up this Thursday for the Versus.
Yeah.
So me right now, Snoop Dogg and DMX was the best Versus, and Jill Scott and Erykah Badu. So okay. I'm hoping that, you know, we can get something to top this one. It's on a Thursday. You know, we finna be in the club.
I'm in there. I really may put on an outfit for this.
It's crazy how people are really like, IG Lives are really, people are making points to be on IG Live. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I hope it stays this way.
I think that is great, man. And, you know, I've listened to some people that were talking about how they've been watching, like, on Apple Music and stuff like that. I mean, not Apple Music, but Apple TV. And, it's just been a dope experience. Shout out to them, man. Keep it going.
Dope.
I'm ready for the tour.
The tour for what?
The Versus tour. That's happening.
You think so?
Hell yeah.
That would be dope.
Yeah.
Don't put it out there. You might give niggas an idea and they might be
If Swiss and Timbaland ain't thought about a Versus tour by now, come on.
We need our check. Period. Yes. So I'm definitely excited about that Versus. I think it's definitely gonna be a good one. Yeah. Who you got though?
I got Ross.
Ross is probably a top 5 rapper of my list.
Mine too.
I love me some Ross. I've been a Ross fan since.
But this is the thing that I didn't like, though, because people was talking about, like, how 2 Chainz, it was going to be, like, 18-2, 17-3 is the number that I was saying. I'm like,
You ain't a 2 Chainz fan, and you ain't listening to no 2 Chainz music. Because, first of all, True Religion got at least 3-4 of Moner.
And Pretty Girls Love Trap Music.
That's
another
a good
3 or 4
one.
Right
that,
there.
I mean, he can, I don't want to name the dude's whole track list, but dude got hits, and y'all got him messed up.
Yeah, we sat out there and played a lot of them last night.
Right, we had our own little pre-show versus.
Just trying to see what they might play.
And then Terrell going back and forth, and then going to get mad at me, telling me, you didn't play the next song.
You didn't play the next song.
Like, I was sitting here, like, what?
Yeah.
But anyway, let's go ahead and get into it. So, yes, we did watch Black is King.
We did.
And let's go ahead and get into the fact that people are saying it's, is it demonic?
I guess, yeah. Is I mean, that's what you were saying. Yeah.
People are saying that, you know, Beyonce was demonic and all that stuff in her video.
But they've been saying that shit since like 2016.
They've been saying
it.
People, but you know, they've been saying it longer than that. People's been saying that. People's been saying that since the first On the Run tour.
Yeah. When was that?
That was before
2016?
Yeah.
Okay.
Formation was 2016.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
All right.
People have been saying it. So
we were married when the On the Run tour came.
I don't think so. We might have been maybe first married. It was like 2015.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, all we right. might. We lived in Bowling Green, though. I know that because I remember it was on HBO. I wonder if that's still available.
I'm sure it is.
I'm going to look tonight.
Don't act like you don't watch Beyonce concerts on YouTube already, nigga. Like,
I do.
What are you talking about?
We just did that like
a week ago.
I most definitely do. Yeah. And that's my business. But my thing is this. So, like, what? There's maybe, like you said, one part where people could possibly say that. Because it was excellent. It was excellent to me.
No, it was great.
I loved all her work. Anything that she does, y'all know, I'm not biased on the situation. But will y'all please quit trying to put demons and spirits and Illuminati on this woman? Please stop.
Yeah. It was good. The aesthetics were really, really good. The imagery was really good. I mean, it was cool. I liked it. I did. I enjoyed it. I sat there and watched a whole hour and a half or whatever. So clearly I enjoyed it.
And you know what, baby? And I want you to know that was like a really good time for me. That was like family time. We sat there and you watched Beyonce with me. That really, like, you know, how Bishop said, you know, come into my environment. You came into my environment.
Yeah, I was in there.
I enjoyed every moment of it.
I liked it. I enjoyed it. Yeah. I mean, for me, I probably wouldn't go back and watch it again. If I were to watch anything, I would watch the Lemonade one that she did way before I watched.
Baby, I done played it out. So.
Yeah. No, I'm Maybe. Cool. I mean, I had to see
Lemonade
it one time.
Out, okay.
I'm good. I enjoyed it, though. I liked it.
I've watched it twice.
Already?
No, I haven't. I haven't watched it twice.
You just watched it that one? And
no,
one
I think I have watched it twice. I think I have watched Black is King twice.
Okay.
Yeah,
shout out to them, man. I mean, like I said,
people was asking me, like, so how many times you done watch Beyonce already? I'm like, mind y'all's business.
Right.
Now.
I got to call you out, though, because you was a little late. You was like 2 days late.
I was late.
And if I didn't take the initiative to turn it on, I don't know if you would have watched
it. No, I would have.
I don't know.
I was already working on the Disney Plus situation, then you showed me, hey, no, Fire Stick, and I was like, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you know how we know how to work certain things.
Yeah.
But so I don't understand the point. So this is one thing we came to our terms with, not Beyonce. This is how I feel about you people out there who don't like Beyonce. Because the fact that people really be sitting and be like, I just don't think she's that talented. Please stop. Even if you're not a fan, just say you're not a fan. Because people really do be out here like, I just don't think she's that talented.
See, but this is the issue. Because I don't think that people ever say that she...
I've heard people say it in the comments all the time.
Really?
People say that saying she's not, she's overrated and saying that she's... You know,
my only issue with Beyonce is this, and it's not really an issue with her. Shout out to her. She's one of the greatest of all times. It's y'all, bro. I just had somebody try to convince me the other day.
Shout out to Dad.
Yeah. So you're going to put their name? Okay. You're going to put her name on it. Okay, cool. So we was having a conversation about this particular video and how people have been going in about it and all that. And it kind of went into the conversation of, you know, did Beyonce get her body done and all that?
She did.
I'm just leading up to how this conversation started. So, you know, y'all was like, I don't know. She looks great. All this, you know. And then I was like, damn, you know, that's not the same energy that y'all tend to give a lot of women out here in these streets when they get their body done. This is the first time that I ever got this response right here. Well, you know, I could kind of understand, you know, if, you know, after three kids, you know, if she wants to go ahead and tighten some stuff up, I'm fine with that. I've never heard a woman say that before in my life about anybody getting their body done.
Until Beyonce
got her body done. I've never heard y'all say it. Y'all kill women for getting their bodies done all the time.
We don't kill women for getting their bodies done.
What?
If it don't look good, I'm just like.
I've been killing the Kardashians since like 2009. Mm.
They just got a whole makeover.
So can you at least admit that there's some hypocrisy in that?
Yeah, it's always hypocrisy. Beyonce always gets a pass.
Huh?
Period. She gets a pass. She does no wrong.
It's just be like the way y'all create this stuff, because it sounds so logical.
Oh yeah, it does. It was
she,
a hell
when
of
she
point.
Was saying it was logical. It was like, that does make sense, but I'm not letting you get this off because that's some bullshit. What do you think?
Sorry, y'all. So at first when I first noticed she got work done when it was the Ivy Park campaign.
Okay.
I was like, oh, sis really got her body.
I just thought.
But the thing about it is, though, like, But even what's the name? Like when we went to the On the Run 2 tour, she looked great.
Yeah.
Like she had, like her body was like perfect. Like I was like, man, look at her body. Like she's in shape. Like Beyonce mm-hmm. works out. Like, you know what I'm saying? But she has to.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like doing all that, like sis got to work out.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
And this off of Beyonce. This is just a lot about like women with nice bodies really quick. Cause mm-hmm. I was just made me think about something. Yeah, like, let's just say that you're like in a club, right? Or in a lounge. Cause you don't really club no more. Let's say that you're in a lounge and you see a woman that has like a very nice body. Like, are women intimidated by that?
No, no. I'd be like, come on, come through hips, come on ass.
Really?
Yeah, but you know, I feel like if you're not, it's certain seasons, well, I'm not going to say because grown people are doing it too. Like, I'm just not associated with women who hate on other women. Like, okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been placed before, like, you know, I love when women, we should do more of this complimenting each other. Cause I've had plenty of women, if I'm at places, they're like, hey, you have like a really nice body. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? I've been places when girls have told me that, like, we should do that more. Like, girl, your body is everything. Like, girls, we should compliment each other more. Like, I try to do that. Like, okay, sis, come, hey, okay, outfit. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, body, yeah. You are bodied. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like stuff like that. But yeah, no, we don't do that.
Okay, that's different because I feel like, you know, some women may be intimidated because their man may be like looking like, damn, she got a fat ass. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that possibly yes.
That, and that's why I'm asking. I don't think that necessarily had anything to do with like, you know, you scared or not like that. If you scared, go to church. But you know what I'm saying?
I mean,
but,
I might do this. Like, right. I might say if I see with a girl like a body, I'm like, let me get my life. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I might be like that. Let me get my life together. That's where I'm going to get in the gym. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Something like that. But to be like, she got a fat ass. He better not be looking. That's like, well, okay. So, like, it depends. So, like, even with, like, you know, okay. Prime example.
Go.
I asked you that time about Megan Thee Stallion. I asked you, like, hey, is this a struggle? Like, because if y'all niggas is on Instagram struggling, I understand.
No, I mean, but yeah, Meg, at the end of the day.
Now, if Meg walk in somewhere, I'm going to be like, keep watch your eyes. No, I'm probably going to be infatuated to myself. Like, did you see all that?
Okay.
That's something I would do. Like, bruh, did you see her body, bruh?
Yeah.
That's something I would do.
And
I do that now. I'd be like, bruh, did you see her body?
But it's like, I don't know. I don't understand, like, if women, like, if there's an attractive woman, like, she's just an attractive woman. Like, I don't really understand
that's insecure stuff.
Huh?
That's insecurities. If you like that with your man and, like, I'm intimidated, that's insecurities.
Yeah. Shout out to y'all women out here, man, that, you know, keeping niggas in
the
house.
Do y'all do that? You said keeping niggas in the house. Grow up.
Do we do what?
Do y'all do that? Do y'all ever get, like, intimidated by, you know, if you're out and it's, like, a nice-looking guy, or do y'all get intimidated by that, or?
No. For what?
I'm asking this question. That's not something that we ask men a lot, or that's not something men ever really speak on.
I think that if you get intimidated by something like that, one, it must be a nigga that like maybe like your girl's type, and then two, you don't really trust your girl. It's all that in one.
Really?
100%.
Do y'all ever have, so like, what, let me ask you a question. This is a great question. So do y'all have any like, do y'all have anything that like kind of intimidates y'all when it comes to like, you know, other men or insecurities and stuff like that? Like we
do? Niggas can be, niggas can be intimidated by money.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, for sure.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Explain.
Niggas be like looking at their pockets and looking at the next man's pockets, be like, well, I can't afford what the fuck this nigga can afford. Yeah, niggas can be intimidated.
Oh, when it comes
some
like
niggas,
gifts?
Yeah, some, well, in general, I mean, because, you know, a lot more women flock to men with money.
Right.
So if you asking me what thing that men could possibly be intimidated by is money, for sure.
Wow, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's a sucker for that, but.
You see, you didn't have to do all that.
I'm just telling you the truth.
You did not have to say that.
I'm all right.
You did not have to say that. Well, okay, so like my thing is just say if you like, so do y'all get like intimidated by, do y'all ever get intimidated by, say you talk about money, like say if like a nigga's all on, you know, Instagram and he done bought his girls all kind of gifts and stuff like that, do y'all be like,
no,
I can't afford that shit.
Nah, ain't nobody, nah.
Because the girl, you know, there's people who do this. Go. And this is like, I don't like this. I'm never going to be this type of girl. It's girls who, you know, Shout out to people out there who stunt. Shout out to y'all. Mm-hmm. It's girls who, like, you know, if a dude buy them gear, like somebody sent me a screenshot the other day. I guess her man bought her all kind of designer stuff. Mm-hmm. So she had all her designer bags and stuff laid out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All the bags laid out, all of her purchases, the posts and stuff like that. Like, yeah. That's so lame to me. Like, I don't like stuff like that. But you know what I don't like? I don't like the niggas who buy their girls a bunch of stuff and stuff like that and then flex it out and she's spoiled. Like, I don't like that. Like, yeah. I saw a nigga the other day post all the gifts his girl bought him and was just like, if your girl ain't going as hard for your birthday, let her go.
What's wrong with that? Hold on. Whoa. What's wrong with that?
Boy, bye.
What's wrong with him feeling like his woman should go just as hard as he goes for her birthday for his?
Does he go hard for her birthday? I don't know. I just don't know what he did. Just like if he's making
that type of statement, clearly he needs to be going hard for his girl for her birthday.
Now, she did. She showed out. And then you had the niggas in the comments. She showed out, bruh. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you had the niggas in the comments. She's showing out. So now y'all probably niggas doing what we probably doing. Comparing. Hitting up. You can go as hard for my birthday.
That's sucker shit.
It is.
If a nigga ever message me and be like, bro, my girl ain't get me these, man, that other nigga got, we no longer friends.
So look, girls do that.
Women do that.
Yeah,
girls do that. That's a female trait, though.
Girls, it's a lot of girls who be, the girls who do post and they do buy them designer, it's girls who really be on some like, my man don't never do this for me. Like, it, girls do that.
Yeah. But just imagine that coming from a guy. My girl don't never do that for me. Now, I will say, I couldn't even say, like, dudes would even say, like, man, my girl won't do that for me, like, you know, sexually either. I don't think that dudes really acknowledge what their girl's not doing a lot to other dudes.
You know what I would appreciate for me?
Go.
I would appreciate if you were to see something that you did were not, that was nice, that you thought was a nice gesture that another female did, and you were to show me, like, hey, you know, I would like something like that. I would love for you to do that.
Okay.
I'll be like, oh, really? You'd be interested in that. You get what I'm saying? Because I'd be seeing girls, like, the other day, I asked you yesterday, like, well, you know, like, because I'd be seeing girls decorate for dudes for their birthdays and stuff like that. And I'm like, oh, that's so nice. And I asked you, like, hey, you know, would you like for me to decorate, you know, for your birthday? And you're like, no. I was like,
it's the truth.
Okay. But then again, like, I would love for you more to tell me if you do like certain things, or, you know, just like when you explain to me, like, hey, will you plan a date for me? Like, I'd like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I need to plan more dates. Cool. Cause I don't know what you like. Cause some of the stuff I'd be like, Terrell, I don't want that shit. You know what I'm saying? Even with stuff like that, I'm like, Terrell, I don't want that. But I still ask, like, maybe he does. Maybe he would like balloons. maybe he wants the big 3-0.
I'm get the big 3-0. You know what? Yeah, give me the big 3-0.
Maybe he wants the big
3-0. Get him in gold or something. I don't know.
I've never seen a nigga with it, but maybe he wants the balloons. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he does. That was a great one. But the part I do want to make this statement. So I feel this way as far as Beyonce. One last thing.
Okay.
I feel like that the people who hate on Beyonce are the people who always go against the grain.
Okay.
Usually it's always the people who want to be the odd person at the group. I mean, I don't think she liked that. Nigga, that's the nigga who everybody liked the restaurant, but that person. Okay. We can go to a Mexican restaurant. Man, my food was straight. Man,
I used to be a Beyonce hater, bro, but you know, I grew up in life. I needed
you to do that.
Yeah, I grew up.
This is a Beyonce loving family.
For sure. Shout out to them.
Exactly. So in other news, so we talking about niggas and stuff like that. So Uzi, Lil Uzi, apparently his girl, or
yeah,
does he go with JT?
I don't know, bro.
We don't know. Apparently, his girl was twerking, and I saw the video. His girl was twerking for G Harbo in a video on FaceTime. How would you feel if I was twerking for another nigga on FaceTime?
Like I said before, the wise words of Future. You want to be my main thing, but you're not acting like it. You're not acting like it. What do you want me to do? We be done. We're finished. What do you want me to do?
Future said that?
Yeah.
He's so funny.
Yeah.
I don't even take him seriously with those statements. I don't even take him seriously with those statements. How am I supposed to act like your Future? How you acting?
Not twerking in the video.
That's a little wild. I mean, it's not something I would have did. That was a little wild to me. But, I mean, this younger pool of females.
So she was twerking on Instagram?
No. I saw somebody else recording. You know how people in the room, somebody recording, and they show the girl holding the phone and she twerking or whatever.
She's from the streets.
Yeah.
She's for the streets, bruh. Like, yeah, I mean, what more did y'all want from that? Like, that's crazy. Craziness to me.
For sure. Speaking of Future, you see his one baby mama, she's trying to get him in jail.
Oh, man.
She's trying to, the same one who been going hard to take the test.
Oh, man.
Eliza Ring, whatever her name is. You see she's trying to get him in jail because he won't return over his money, his income to the courts.
Oh, man.
So now she's trying to get him in jail.
They're trying to get my boy locked up.
If this girl don't sit down, I want to pay her at this point. I want to pay the child support bill at this point because this girl doing the most, bruh.
Yeah, we going through it right
once
now.
Once this bio said take the test, bruh.
You know one thing that I couldn't imagine being with is a woman who has a lot of energy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, right?
Yeah, because she's going to it. She's going too hard, bruh. I'm tired.
She's going too hard in the paint. I couldn't imagine being with somebody like that.
That lets me know that sis literally got pregnant or wanted to get pregnant just for this chick.
You don't know that. We ain't gonna let you get that off. You don't know it.
Okay. Get me together if you feel like I'm out of line. I appreciate that. If you feel like I'm just out of line.
Yeah, you don't know. I mean, I probably would think that too, but you don't know that. But like anybody, I don't think that I can handle somebody who has like that type of energy where they just go hard in the paint like that all the time. Like you won't go all the time, yeah, bruh. Like, I couldn't do it.
Your bio said take the test.
Yeah,
you had a
that's
website
on go.
That said takethetest.com.
That means you 100% on go all day.
You know what nigga Future's like, bro, this girl crazy.
So, all right, so imagine what she's done. So think about what she's done publicly on social media. Imagine what she's done privately.
Right.
Imagine. Just imagine.
I don't think people like that do anything privately. I think she's all out there, period.
Yeah, all right. You crazy. So you don't think that person has pulled up to his house before?
She's pulling up everywhere, sir.
Yeah, that nigga might have pulled up at a Escobar or something like that.
She's pulling up everywhere, sir.
Yeah,
everywhere. She's everywhere. She's outside when you check in the mail.
That's a fact. Talk about what a sign to my take the test.
Her head might be open. Her head might be in the mailbox.
Talk about take the test.
Right. Like a like hurry up and buy.
Oh man!
Definitely hurry up and buy.
Right.
Speaking of child support, so Blake Griffin got hit with a big little tax.
What is it, like $265?
$285, sir.
Oh,
don't
my
show her
God.
20 bands. How many kids? Is it three kids?
No.
She was his fiance, wasn't he?
I think they were married. I know they were together for a while.
It was something like that. It might have been.
They had a real situation.
It's about three kids.
No, I don't think that she has three kids by him.
At least two.
I think it's two.
Or does she have kids by somebody else?
She may have one and one. I don't know. But I just saw 285 and I was just like, bruh, come on.
I think it's at least two kids.
I woke up to that. I woke up to the bullshit.
I know. I sent him that like in fast.
Yeah.
The sir is paying $285,000 a month in child support.
Absolutely.
I just don't see any right mind. I don't see any judge or I don't see myself telling somebody in a position of power to be like, I'm granting you $285,000 payment. Boom, hit the gavel and walk off. Like, what would your reaction be?
Do you really want me to tell you what my reaction would be?
Anything, but he's paying more than what Diddy was paying.
Damn,
almost triple because Diddy was paying $100,000 a month.
Hey man, shout out to him, man. Shout out to him because I'm telling you right now, it's not happening. It's never going down.
I literally have a direct deposit.
It's never going down.
She getting the whole check.
No, she's not.
She getting one of them.
She's getting 2 weeks for her.
Okay. The playoff check gone.
Yeah, that's gone. But I can't even really talk my shit like I really want to because that's ridiculous, bro.
That's a lot going on. I feel like some of this stuff should be a cutoff. Like $285,000, like. You went with me shooting in the gym.
Yeah.
Like, nah, maybe she was.
You may be getting shot at after that. But I'm telling you, bro. Like,
boy,
for
knock
real.
Off.
That's 100%. But I've said that for years, though. I'm not playing. I'm not playing them games.
You're going to go ahead and knock her off.
100%. <That's> She's out of here. That's She's crazy. Gone.
So you mean to tell me you're going to have somebody murdered, bro?
I didn't say that. I just said she gone. It was a punch, but hell. Had to stop just for a second. Got some good news.
Yeah, got some good, great news. Got some great news.
Yeah, shout out to them.
Shout out to them. Great news. God is good. I'm going to say that. Hey, August finna be lit, bruh.
August is lit.
Everybody been posting on this. August is finna be, you know, full of, I'm telling you, like, God works in neighborhoods, bruh.
Mm-hmm.
These blessings is coming. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I just got me a good little blessing. You know what I'm saying?
Fact.
Hey, got me a good little blessing. God works in neighborhoods, bruh. I'm telling y'all.
It's like, lit.
He works in neighborhoods. The people around you get blessed. Yours is coming. I don't know who need to hear that, but it's for y'all. Ooh, child.
Yeah.
I had to send a little text. I had to tell my friends too.
No, wait, tell you what. Why you do that? I'm gonna play this. No, it's cool. I'm gonna play this record really quick. What?
We gonna hit him with 3 songs?
No. I wanted to play this record with somebody sent it to me earlier today.
So you can talk about this, something we want to start doing.
Yeah. So we want to start playing a little bit more like new music, up and coming artists and stuff like that. So somebody sent me this today, and yeah, I like it. Shout out to Breeze.
Yeah. Until she ain't used to it. See that look in my eye. She knows she work. She want the light. She want the drink. She want the smoke and flashy lights. She wanna be in VIP with all the ice. She wanna let it all hang out just for tonight. She want the light. I swear she want the light. She want the drink. She want the smoke and flashy lights. She wanna be in VIP with all the ice. She wanna let it all hang out just for tonight.
Oh, what happened? Oh, that was
the light. Yeah. She's in rare form, let your head down. Seen you across the club, me and you had a stare down. I see you throwing, like, you already know a nigga on it. I see you looking at me like you want it, so I pull your body close and let you drop it on the pony. It's just me and you.
Just me and you.
What you wanna do? Aye. Long dick nigga never coming up short. Give it to you till you can't take it no more. Knew the situation when I saw you on the dance floor. I'ma give it to you, little mama, cause I know
she
what you want.
She want the light. She want the drink. She want the smoke and flashy lights. She wanna be in VIP with all the ice.
Hey, shout out to what did he say? Graveyard Records.
Graveyard Records. Yeah. So who's the artist again?
Breeze.
Breeze. And he wrote, sung, and produced. He produced it all. Everything. Yeah. He did it all.
Yeah.
So great, Larry. So one thing we do want to kind of do, y'all send us our stuff. We want to do kind of, you know, small artists, people up and coming artists. You know, we want to do that. I don't want to say small artists, but up and coming artists is something that we want to start doing. You know, playing them on the show. You know, let people get their recognition. Y'all know we love to put niggas on.
Right.
You know, we love to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Shake dude out.
Shout out to Breeze.
So, something we did want to kind of get into. So, this was great. So, Terrell had proposed the question.
Okay.
It was, who stays in toxic relationships more, men or women?
Yes. So hold on. See, you didn't set it up how I did. Hold on. So, because first off, what I need you to do is define what toxic is for you.
Toxic?
Yes. What do you deem as a toxic relationship?
Any type of abuse. Physical, mental.
Okay.
Abuse.
Okay.
Infidelity.
Okay. Anything else?
That's it for me.
Okay.
It's the abuse for me.
Okay.
Period.
And I can agree with those. And so we were actually talking about this. And I just think that when it comes to relationships, men tend to stay in those toxic relationships a lot longer than women do. And the reason I think that we do is because, you know, y'all always talking about y'all settling for something.
Yeah.
We get comfortable and we settle for shit all the time. And
I can see that. That's a great point.
Huh?
I said, that's a great point. I can see that.
No, don't give me that's a great point now, because you had all this energy the other day. No, don't give me. No, not
you
all
didn't
of a
say that.
No.
You didn't say
that. No,
this.
I don't want to do that. No, I don't want to hear that.
You didn't say that.
I don't want to do that, because all I heard for an hour, 2 hours was how I was wrong. So I don't want to hear none of that shit. but like I said, like I was saying before, we tend to get comfortable and we tend to take shit from y'all that we shouldn't.
So we don't.
I never said that.
I'm just asking because you made it like it wasn't two sided over here.
No, but I'm just talking from a man's perspective. I never said that y'all don't take anything.
Okay, sorry you get upset.
Yeah, yeah, I'm out here today. But when it comes to those relationships, we stay in it. We stay with it.
We do too.
Huh?
We put up with a lot of stuff too.
I never said that y'all didn't.
I'm just saying we put up with a lot of stuff too. That's all that I'm saying.
But the question was, who stays in toxic relationships?
I feel like women do.
Why?
For that same case, I feel like, you know, like, why? I feel like we do too. I feel like a lot of women, it'd be like, for us, I think we stay because a lot of women think they can't get nothing else. Or they think they can't get nothing better, or I don't want to start over.
Okay.
But I think a lot of women deal with insecurities, or a lot of people don't. Some people just like toxic.
Okay.
That's a point too. Some people like toxic stuff. You know, yeah. Everybody does have their little toxic traits or whatever.
Yeah, and I understand that part, but I want you to explain to me, what would you give me an example of a toxic trait that a woman would put up with?
A toxic trait.
Outside of infidelity. Let's not talk about infidelity.
Abuse. Women will deal with verbal abuse.
Mental
all the
and
time.
Verbal abuse. Give me an example.
A dude constantly telling you you ain't shit, or a dude constantly threatening to be with somebody else, or threatening to go somewhere that's toxic.
See, and no. See how she tried to do it. You trying to use my answers? No, don't use my answers. Don't use my answers.
What?
So all right. So you're telling me that men say that they're gonna leave and go be with somebody else more than women? Or are you telling me that men? Hold on, this is a 2-part question right now.
Can I answer the first one?
No, because they hand in hand. So are you telling me that when men acknowledge they have suitors more than women?
Yeah, how? I don't. It'd be more men who be on some. I mean, what you won't do, another girl will. Girls just don't say that, bro.
Okay.
We might go out and do it before we just go out there and just say it.
So you mean to tell me girls don't say, keep it up, the next nigga?
Girl, I can't tell you any female.
See, and that's what I be talking about, Brett.
I can only relate to what I have going on or people that I know. I've never heard females say that. Like, don't worry, because the next nigga do it. Like, after we don't, the girl, people I know, they don't give it energy, bro.
What?
I can only speak for, you know, my circle.
And this be my problem with you, because you be just be swearing that, like, I just make this shit up out of thin air, don't I?
I mean, you might get
I just make it up out of thin
be.
Air, right? Huh? So you mean to tell me,
we'll put it this way. We'll say it this way. Girls might be on some, like we talked about earlier, as far as the gifts thing.
Go. Uh-huh.
Girls might be on some, I mean, he buying his girls this, you know what I'm saying? That's a toxic trick to me.
I agree.
That's toxic. I mean, I think girls may do it more that way. And as far as, don't worry, the next nigga's gonna be like, what?
So you don't think that women, who do you think does this more? Let's just, for example, this is a great example right here. You go out with your girls. Y'all going on a girls' night. Y'all hanging out tonight.
Period.
When you come back, who do you think is more susceptible to saying this? If I go out with my fellas and you go out with your girls, who do you think would say this first? Oh, they was on me. They was on my body tonight.
Women.
Right?
Women.
Is that not toxic?
That's toxic.
How is that not toxic? That can't be deemed as verbal, physical. I mean, not physical, but verbal abuse.
If you put it that way. Because, I mean, me, I'll do that. I'll be like, oh, I was popping. Like, yeah. It's toxic? I guess it could be deemed as toxic.
That could be deemed as toxic, bro.
I was popping. Like,
yeah, these niggas want me out here. Oh, they do? Oh, they do,
huh?
That's
a good point. That's a good point. I don't mean it. I don't mean it like that. Like,
you're making this. No, I'm just saying in general.
Oh, I hate when you do that. No. I'm not making anything like anything, but I'm just saying, like, that's a great point that you're bringing up, because I see how that can come off. You get what I'm saying? I've never thought of it that way, but yeah. I see how it can come off. You know what I'm saying? I guess, you know, it really got to depend on the nigga you talking to, because the nigga could flip the switch and be like you said, oh, they do. But me, I'm more of, when I'm saying stuff like that, me, I'm more of, bae out here fine. Like, I'm fine. Like, I'm popping.
And I understand that. But
right. But I see how it can be that way.
But what if you're in a relationship? What if you're in a relationship with a man that is completely jealous? Even though you swear I'm like the most jealous man in the world. But what if you're in a relationship that, like,
that's
he
your
don't
toxic
even,
trait.
Huh?
That's your toxic trait.
My toxic trait.
Jealousy is your toxic trait.
But what if you're in a relationship like that where a dude don't want to hear that? What? Then what?
Yeah. That you shouldn't be saying it.
But women do it all the time.
Toxic.
Yeah. In arguments, who do you think goes lower? Like, who usually shoots the lower blow in arguments, men or women?
Girls.
Is that not toxic?
It's toxic.
So where
you ain't shit, you ain't never gonna be shit. Exactly. Your daddy wasn't shit.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so
your aunt ain't shit.
I'm confused on where
everybody ain't shit.
Everybody ain't shit.
So we love to do that.
So I'm confused on where how women can possibly say that men are that they stick around in toxic relationships a lot more.
I think it just what you said, which we depends on what you deem as toxic. You know what I'm saying? Like women are
but we just decided that we agree that toxic is
right,
the same.
Right, right.
We agree the same thing.
I'm still sticking with the women, dealing with them more.
But I just need you to explain to me how.
Because we've been doing it for years. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's plenty of girls who's out here getting beat up right now and they still what they do. There's plenty
we're not
of girls
talking about physical abuse. I'm not talking about because you're moving the goalposts.
I'm not moving I hate when you do this. I hate when I'm over here trying to say my point with this. So who's more toxic, men or women? I'm saying I feel like women. I mean, men are more toxic. Who stays in toxic relationships? I'm saying that I feel like women do, and I was just saying why it's women. But you moving the goalposts. How am I moving the goalposts when I'm sitting here telling you the answer, bro? I hate when you do that.
Because we both acknowledge that that's toxic. You don't need to be in that type of situation.
Okay,
we're
cool.
What we were talking about.
So the answer is
verbal and emotional abuse.
Okay, women stay in toxic relationships more. And I told you how, and then I said why.
No, you didn't. You didn't tell me how. You didn't say why. I'm asking you why. Because I just gave you two examples.
So earlier I didn't say because don't feel like they can't get nothing, nobody else. Insecurities. Don't want to start over.
But that doesn't tell me what the man is doing that's toxic. You're telling me why they're staying.
You didn't word it that way. I didn't know that's what you were asking.
That's been the whole conversation.
So
what are you talking about?
No, I thought we were saying, why do I feel like women stay in a relationship? I thought we were still on that. So that's why I was explaining, could be this, could be that, could be that. So what is your question?
My question is,
I can't wait till you go back and listen to this shit because you really got on my nerves. But go ahead.
I'm always getting on your nerves when I'm asking you questions that you ain't got answers for.
I hate when you do that. Like I hate when you do that. Like when I'm trying to tell you my part, I hate when you attack and you do all that and it gets on my nerves and it pisses me off.
No.
Just letting you know.
It's called deflecting.
No, it's not. It's called when you answer the question. It's called chill.
No, that's called deflecting. But okay.
It's called chill.
All right. So the question once again was, can you give me some examples of toxic traits that men have?
Toxic traits. Okay. Jealousy can be toxic.
Can you give me an example of that?
Telling a female what she can and cannot wear.
That's a good one. Go. Keep going. Go. Cause I had a rebut to that one, but go ahead. Cause I get told I can't wear gray sweatpants and all.
Nigga, that's different. Cause you trying to.
No, it ain't different.
That's you showing your print.
It's not different. But go.
I mean, so how would you feel?
I just responded to what you said.
So you want to put your dick out? Just have your whole dick out.
No, I never
just
said
have
that.
Your whole dick out. That's I what never you said have. That. You want to have your dick out for the summer? I don't mind. I don't mind in the day. It's just if I. I don't mind end of the day because I be looking too, but it's just like sometimes you leave your whole dick's just out to real.
Go, man.
You want everybody to see your stuff.
Well, give me another example.
I lost my train of thought because we start getting on your prints. I had it too. Telling females who they can't talk to.
But women do that too. And I think that women police their man's.
I'm thinking more of aggression. What do you mean? I'm thinking of just like a nigga aggressively talking, don't you talk to that nigga. Like, you know, prime example, like when you got checked by your boy.
Oh.
That nigga.
We going back to that? You know, what's his name?
I don't know.
I'm going to see you, nigga. I'm coming to Bowling Green.
What you want
to
see him for?
Don't
Wait.
Worry about it. Because you be playing with me. Because you be playing.
He had every right to check you.
Because you be playing. You got checked
and it's okay.
I'm coming over to Sherwin Williams, nigga. How about that? I'll be there.
It's too late now.
I can find him.
You didn't check him then when he checked you?
Nah, he got a career with Sherwin Williams. Shout out to him. I'm just saying.
It's too late now. That was years ago. He already didn't get his shit off.
Nah, because you be playing. You be playing. See, and that be the problem.
He be so mad, bro.
I be mad, bro. I be hot. I ain't gonna lie.
My thing is this. Why are you mad at me? Why were you mad when you got checked when the nigga was on the phone?
You know, for real. I know we've talked about this before, but I respected the check, though. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying.
I respected it. It was until I told you the story is when I got pissed off. Because at first I was like, bro, he checked me, bro. But I understood where he was coming from. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had to check the dude the other day. But he understood where I was coming from. When we was out there with getting some barbecue.
Okay.
Yeah. He understood where I was coming from.
Okay.
So, hey, but yeah, but do you have any other examples?
Another toxic trait a man may have. The mama's boy situation can be toxic.
Okay, I give you that one.
That can be toxic.
That one, I give you that one. But how is that? Is that mental? Like, how is that mental abuse though? How can that be
toxic,
mental?
Bro. That ain't mental abuse, bro. That's not mental abuse. That's just a whole separate.
That's
thing
his own category.
That's toxic.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's just certain things with that. It's just like it's just red flags.
Bro,
there's
nobody. We ain't got
saying,
time, bro. We don't
I'm
have
just
time
saying that's
today.
A red flag. Certain things niggas be doing. I'd be like, you know what? I see where this is going.
I see exactly where this road is
going
to end.
I see where this is going. I see what you got going on over there. Yeah. Toxic.
All right, give me one more.
A toxic trait. Not taking care of their kids.
Okay.
That was one I just thought of on the fly.
Yeah, you tell that one. That's the one you came on. You had to dig deep for that one.
That's the one I just thought of as the fly.
So the moral
bad
of the story
bad money management
is
toxic.
Huh?
Bad money management can be toxic. Gambling.
Yeah.
Can be toxic.
Yeah. Okay.
What's yours?
I gave you mine.
Did you?
Yeah.
What women?
For sure.
What were they?
Arguments.
Low blows.
Who teams to demean people in arguments more? Women do more than men.
I feel like you could have did better with yours, though. I feel like you could have gave some better examples for toxic traits women may have.
Why?
Than what you did.
How was that?
I don't know.
Because honestly, some of the ones that you gave, honestly, would work better for me.
Okay.
And the reason I say that is because, like, for example, the jealousy.
Right.
And then telling people who they can and cannot talk to.
Yeah.
Who you think does that more, men or women?
Men.
Come on. What?
Men.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You can't be serious, right?
I'm serious.
There's no way.
I'm serious.
There's no way.
I don't think you understand. It's really some niggas out here who's nuts.
What are they saying?
It's though? Really some niggas out here who be like, don't wear that. If you wear that, I'm going off. It's really niggas out here who just be.
If you wear that, I'm going off.
I ain't
going
to say nothing else because I don't want to talk about one of our listeners on the show. I was going to really give a very example of niggas when a light bulb was going to come on somebody's ear like, damn, that's me. I'm not going to do that to y'all today. I'm
going to
let niggas breathe today.
Hey, we can move on.
Yeah, because I done heard some toxic shit from some of your people. Okay. That was good.
Yeah.
Okay, so we went to therapy last week.
Yeah, we just had
for the first time in months.
Yeah, and it felt good. It was virtual. And I guess I was the old person in the room because I couldn't get the damn audio to work for a little bit. You know, we used about 15 minutes up on just getting the audio working.
Child.
And yeah, but you know, once we did finally get it working, shout out to Dr. O. Had a really good session. You know, it was really good. Just
do
to
you
catch
feel
up.
Like? Do you feel like we're at a place right now? I feel like you always need it. Do you feel like we're at a place right now where we're straight, like we can take a break? And just do it kind of as needed, not as frequent as we was.
Yeah, I think that we went through a period of time where we were really intense. We were going twice a week. And I ain't going to say we're kind of in cruise control because you never are in cruise control. You know what I'm saying? You're always working on something.
Yeah.
But I think that the tools that we learned while we were there has really, we really kind of honed in on them.
Yeah.
So like we do utilize them. We even down to like the restating and stuff like that. We utilize that type of stuff. So our communication is a lot better than it was a year.
If you had to rate our marriage right now, from right now in this season that we in right now, communication, everything, love, affection, whatever, 1 to 10, what would you put it? 10 being the highest.
That's a great question. I'm never gonna say 10 because there's always things you can improve on.
But if it's a 10, it's a 10. If you think about where we're at right now in this season, where we're at right now.
I think
now,
this is we're in the best place that we've ever been at.
I agree.
So I guess so if you're saying it's a 10, yeah. But like I said, it's just that's just like the salesperson in me where I'd be like, you can always improve on this.
Yeah, but I feel like sometimes you have to give credit where it's good. You know what I'm saying? I feel that's something I haven't did enough as far as us, like to being like, you know, hey, like, things is great. Like, I don't think I've ever really been like, my marriage is great.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And it had, and it was some tough conversations, a lot of tough conversations that had to be had in order to get to that point. But like you said, we're at the point now in our counseling, you know, our therapy journey, where it is kind of like a tune-up kind of thing. We check in and be like, hell, half the damn time we were just on there kicking it.
Right, right,
you know,
because
we do enjoy talking to Dr. O. You know,
she's some, like family.
Yeah, and it had some personal questions. Like, hey, what do you think about this? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, but yeah, shout out to her, man.
Yeah, so it's definitely, it was it. You know what I'm saying? We went for a year. You know what I'm saying? And like, look where we at. You know what I'm saying? Like, we saying it's a 10. We on the same page. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I'm happy.
Yeah.
I'm happy. I'm blessed.
That's great.
And I'm going to say this, like, and I tell the women this, and it's something I'm continuing to learn. I'm going to go on IG with this one. Man, like, you really have to, you can probably relate too, Terrell, on both sides of this. You really have to give people time to grow into who they're going to be.
Fact.
Like, that's something I've learned. It's like, even with right now, you know, it's always one thing I've always wanted from Terrell, and I wanted Terrell to do, like, one thing. If I could name one problem I had with Terrell, like, it would be just this one thing I had an issue with, just one thing I had a concern about, always one thing. And it's like, now he's doing it. And I'm like, but I don't think I take into consideration the fact that we've been together since we was 19. Like, we at the time now where people are making certain moves. Like, it's just, we've been together since we was kids.
Yeah, that's the,
you know,
crazy part.
Like, nigga, yeah. Now's the right time. We're adults. We're growing up. Like, things have changed. Like, we're coming up on 30. Like, this is it. It's just, damn, we just been together since we was kids.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And so, when you look at it like that, that is pretty crazy. I mean, yeah.
Right.
A very, very long time.
You know, man, I was thinking about today.
What?
So, like, us, you know, so, in case you didn't know, like I said, me and Terrell have been together since we was 19. So, we're both turning 30 this month. Mm-hmm. Terrell's birthday is August 14th. Mine's the 26th. We're 12 days apart. We're meant to be together. So, one thing I was thinking about how, if you think about this, like, me and you are going to be together longer than what we've been with our parents.
Yeah.
Think about it. Well, you moved out with your parents. I moved out when I was 17. I went to college at 17. Think about it. With the rate we're going at, we're going to be with each other longer than we've been with our parents, bro.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me.
That is insane. It's called marriage, though, man.
That's insane.
I mean, you know, sometimes, for real, man, I talk to, like, some older couples, you know, when they 50 years in, you know what I'm saying? Ooh. And they'd be like, man, 50 years?
Right. I'd be like, hell.
Yeah, that's the first thing. That's the only thing you should be asking. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's what I ask too.
But you know the thing I want to ask more? What changes did y'all go through?
I've asked that question
okay,
before.
Okay, I haven't. And what seasons?
Yeah, I mean, and they all, and from the men's perspective, I've pretty much got the same answers, man. Like, you it really is stages. You know what I'm saying? Like, where, you know, they always say if you can get through 5 years, all that stuff, like, that stuff is real. Like, I'm sorry, I need to explain it a little better. They say, you know, if you can get through 5 years of marriage, then you're more, I think it may be like decrease like 50% that you may get a divorce or something like that. Like, yeah, that's real.
You know something that's true, though? Go. It's like when you first, people always hit you with the first year is the hardest. And then the next person told me, I mean, the second year ain't easy either. the first 5 years hard. Nigga, which one?
Yeah, it's always hard.
But
it's work.
The first... You know what I'm saying? I feel like right now, but then again, I just feel like right now this is where we're at, you know?
Mm-hmm. I understand. No, I get exactly what you're saying.
You want to talk about what we're doing?
Not yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
We can talk about it afterwards.
Big shit popping though.
Yeah. We can talk about that. Yeah.
Are
we on the same page about which one?
We are on the same page.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
did you have anything else? I got one thing before we go.
No, go ahead.
I saw this. It said, and it's just for you, okay? It said, on the first date, should a woman take a shit in her date's house?
No.
Why not?
You didn't see me use the bathroom for months.
That's true.
I mean, if you're just that type of girl.
If you're shitting, what do you want me to do?
You wouldn't be like, mm-mm, he nasty. She nasty.
Why is she nasty? Because she got to use the bathroom.
I mean, if you...
I ain't gonna lie. That is a little nuts. Hold on. Let me...
You got some air freshener? I just went in the bathroom. I blew your bathroom up. Like, hey, that is not cute.
I kind of want to call some guys who are single just to ask them how they would react to a woman taking a shit in their
house. But some stuff y'all don't care. Like, that's something y'all niggas would not care about.
Oh no! I can't. Hold on.
Terrell swear. I didn't use the bathroom, y'all. When we first got together, this nigga.
No,
asked,
that's a fact.
This nigga. He said, "Can I ask you a question?" No, I was like, fact. "What?" He said, "Do you use the bathroom?"
Hold on. Let me
this
call
nigga
somebody.
Terrell said, "Do you use the bathroom?"
Bro? I'm gonna call a bachelor, bro, and just ask him. Hold on. Let me see. Well, never mind, because he made
you doing the most, nigga. It's 10:30.
I would wonder. Like, would he be like, nigga, get out my house? You know what I'm saying? Like,
nah, man. They was straight, bro. And she went and blew my bathroom up.
She
bro.
Blew that bitch down.
Didn't even spray, bro.
not all right. Now, not spraying is the disrespectful.
What if
part.
You don't have none, bro?
And then I walk into it. Yeah. Oh, she gotta go.
Exactly.
She gotta go.
Exactly.
She could tell me though. If she tells me like, hey, man, you know, I ate a little hibachi or something like that. Fuck me up. All right, baby. Don't worry about it.
No, honey. Leave. Go back home. The night is over.
I'm going to go hit it out.
Yeah. I'm a log out. Log out for me, baby.
What could be a deal breaker for you guys on the first date? I think I may have asked you that before.
A deal breaker for us on the first date?
Because that's a deal breaker for some guys.
Not paying.
That's it?
That's one of them.
Okay. Because you said that one before, I think.
Yeah. I'm just saying not paying.
That is a good one.
Your mama calling every 2 minutes asking where you at. Matter of fact, baby, if your mama, I'm gonna be honest. If your mama call once, I'm gonna be like, oh, okay. You know, she call
moms
you all the time.
Moms can't call on the date, bro. What?
That's a trigger for me. That whole dynamic, y'all, that's
I've
a trigger.
Never
y'all
heard
know how
what?
I feel. That's a trigger for me. If she call once, bro, I'm like, oh, so do y'all like talk all the time? Or
what was that? Was it Think Like a Man or something like that? He was like, I just come over here on Sunday.
Every Sunday?
Hey, what's wrong with that? That's consistency.
Yeah. Hey, you remember Deliver from Eva when he was driving his meat truck? Eva was hot, bruh.
Oh, man.
Eva was like, so this is your... She was so pissed, bruh. Cause this thing, the first she thought the nigga was driving the.
So hold
the
on, hold on.
Truck.
So you would be mad. Would you be mad if a guy came and picked you up in his work truck, first date?
No, I would be like, does he get a car?
But what if
the nigga's like on some like I'm trying to save gas. You know what I'm saying? I'm just using up they shit.
No, what if it's his own shit? What if he's an entrepreneur? He got a truck. That it was his truck. Well, no, that wasn't his truck.
No, it was the meat truck.
Oh yeah, he's wilding. Shout out to him, man. He got that off, though.
He did.
He got that off.
He said he was saving.
He's a legend.
House.
He's a legend for that. You got to put him in the Raptors
now,
for that.
If you have certain, you know what I'm saying? If you have certain aspirations, cool.
Okay.
I mean, you know, deal breaker could be, you know, I live at home with my mama.
First date?
Yeah.
You don't know the situation.
I need to know if the daddy's there, too.
Okay.
I'm more comfortable. If the daddy's there too as well, I'm like, oh, okay.
It's just y'all. All right, hold on.
It's
let me
a
think
trigger
about,
for me, bruh. That's a trigger.
Let me think about.
I'm dead. That mama call, bruh.
You know what would be a deal breaker for me on a first date? A woman complaining about her food.
I can see that.
I hate that.
I can see that.
Like, and you know what I mean, right? Like, yeah, this wasn't right, or
sending it back
two
like
and three times.
Like,
I don't like that.
She's difficult.
She's done. She might have to Uber home.
Yeah.
I would make sure she got home.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call her no more, though.
Yeah, you get at least, well, it is here. So is it like a situation where you would be like, tonight was fun. Oh, yeah. So probably not going to go on a second date. I wonder if niggas really do that. Like, so we definitely ain't going to do a second at the end of the night.
Hey, that's a thorough nigga right there.
I feel like that's solid. Instead of y'all just ghosting and be like, yeah, I didn't. Tonight was cool, but the second date, nah.
Nah, that's a no-go. That's a no-go. I really want to call some of these guys. I got some questions that I want to ask them real quick, for real. But
it's too late.
I know, it's too late. I know.
But thank you guys once again. Another episode of Battle of the Barns, round 125. And that is a wrap.